Genesis chapter 7. Brother Bovic, I'm going to ask you to read for me from 1 to 11, then from 23 to 24, please.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Great is thy faithfulness, Lord.
I, chapter 7 or 37, my sister?
37.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Good morning, family of God.
Good morning, brother.
Good morning, my dear brothers and sisters.
Good morning, brother.
One more time. Good morning, family of God.
Good morning, brother.
How are you this morning?
I am blessed and highly favored. And how are we doing this morning?
We are blessed and highly favored, and hearing each other's voices.
Yes, as we have the renewal of the breath of life in us, there is no shadow of doubt that we cannot confess the way Pastor Daily Olo says. Today is the day that the Lord has made for you and for me. We shall rejoice and be glad in it.
Amen.
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 Let us go to Genesis chapter 37 from 1 through 11. The word of God says, now Jacob dwelt in the land where his father was a stranger, in the land of Canaan. This is the story of Jacob. Joseph, being 17 years old, was feeding the flock with his brothers, and the lad was with the sons of Bilhah and the sons of Zilpah, his father's wives. And Joseph brought a bad report of them to his father. Now Israel loved Joseph more than all his children, because he was the son of his old age. Also, he made him a tunic of many colors. But when his brothers saw that their father loved him more than all his brothers, they hated him and could not speak peaceably to him. Now, Joseph had a dream, and he told it to his brothers, and they hated him even more. So he said to them, please hear this dream which I have dreamed. There we were binding sheaves in the field. Then behold, my sheaf rose and also stood upright. And indeed, your sheaves stood all around and bowed down to my sheaf. And his brother said to him, shall you indeed reign over us? Or shall you indeed have dominion over us? So they hated him even more for his dreams and his words.
Hallelujah.
Then he dreamed still another dream and told it to his brothers and said, look, I have dreamed another dream. And this time, the sun, the moon, and the 11 stars bowed down to me. So he told it to his father and his brothers. And his father rebuked him and said to him, what is this dream that you have dreamed? Shall your mother and I and your brothers indeed come to bow down to the earth before you? Verse 11, and his brothers envied him, but his father kept the matter in mind. Now let us move quickly to verse 23 and verse 24. Verse 23 says, so it came to pass, when Joseph had come to his brothers, that they stripped Joseph of his tunic, the tunic of many colors that was on him. 24 and last. The word of God says, then they took him and cast him into a pit, and the pit was empty. There was no water in it. Family of God, this is the reading of the word of God. Amen.
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 Amen, saint of God.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Father God, as I come before your people this morning, Father God, touch me, O Lord Jesus. Touch my lips. Let me decrease and you increase, Father God. Speak to your people this morning. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Saint of God, we all know the story of Joseph.
Amen.
If I may title my little exhortation this morning, I will say, 7 ways to overcome dream killers. Seven ways to overcome dream killers. I have a dream, said loudly Martin Luther King, and we all know the end of the story.
Mm-hmm.
Martin Luther King was murdered.
Mm-hmm.
When you have a dream,
mm-hmm,
and you express it out loud, you will encounter two kinds of people, two kinds of receptive publics.
Mm-hmm.
The first one is destiny helpers who God has placed in your life to help you accomplish your dreams.
Amen.
And the second class is destiny killers to help you abort your dream and prevent you to reach your goal in life. They are plenty and everywhere.
Amen.
Today we are going to focus on the second class, dream killers. Who are they? What are their purpose? And finally, how to overcome them. Saint of God, we must be aware of dream killers.
Mm-hmm.
John 10:10 says, the thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy.
Amen.
But I have come that they may have life and that they have it more abundantly.
Amen.
Amen.
I have to tell you this morning. The size of your dream should reflect the size of your God.
Oh, yes.
Amen.
Make no mistake, my dear brothers and sisters, you are allowed to dream.
Yes.
Proverbs 29:18 says, without vision, people perish.
Amen.
Set your goal and work for it. God offers us possibility in life, but that opportunity is usually accompanied by opposition. Opposition doesn't come from God. We need strength to resist the wiles of the enemy. And that strength is accomplished through struggle. It is significant, my dear brothers and sisters, each year for couples to pause and reassess the status of their life together. And it is also crucial for singles to take a break and reconsider the status of their lives. Brothers and sisters, it only takes one negative comment to kill a dream.
Yes.
As it takes one encouraging word
yes
to make you move forward with your achievement.
Yes.
Amen.
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 I say it only takes one negative comment to kill a dream.
Amen.
We all, without exception, are what we are because somebody played a role in our life.
Amen.
Saint of God, can you remember a time you were telling a friend or a family member or even your partner about a dream, a goal you really wanted to achieve.
Hallelujah.
It was most likely something you were quite passionate about because you could see yourself already in it. You could see it coming.
Hallelujah.
You could picture yourself in it.
Hallelujah.
It could be a new job, a new business, getting married, or just a good opportunity that will influence your life. And when the person you are talking to responds to what you have said, then your energy change.
Amen.
Dream.
Hallelujah. True, true.
You are not so excited anymore.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
The vision you had seems to fade and disappear.
Amen.
Your spirit now feels low. And that disappointed feeling seep in. And your self-esteem drops.
If this sounds
familiar, know that you are not alone.
Yes.
Know that you are not alone. We all have encountered with dream killers.
Yes.
Saint of God, dream killers are not necessarily bad people. Neither are they haters. A dream killer could be that good friend, that good sister, that good brother, that good parent,
who has
never really taken a risk on anything because they are afraid of failure.
Hallelujah.
So clearly, when you share with them your thoughts of starting something new, that will certainly involve taking a risk, they are quick to discourage you with worries. They might say things like, that will never work.
Yes.
I don't think you can do it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a good idea.
Yes, mm-hmm.
And you go on. In my opinion, Saint of God, I feel that it's important to seek advice from the right people.
Amen.
Amen.
Not from dream killers.
Run with your vision.
There are two types of dream killers. There are two types of dream killers, accidental and intentional. The accidental one actually cares about you, but will innocently discourage you from changing your dream.
Mm-hmm.
The intentional dream killers are basically unhappy in their own life.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
They are unsuccessful and really don't want to see you progress.
Amen.
Amen.
I have learned that on the journey to achieving your dreams and greatness, you need to possess the following tools, which are the seven steps to overcome dream killer.
Amen.
And you find them in the Bible. I didn't make them up. The first tool is prayer. And we find it in Philippians 4, verse 6. Do not worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything.
Yes.
Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done for you.
Amen.
Pray, and don't stop praying. This may be the most important and most vital step to take.
Hallelujah.
To avoid those who would seek to discourage or put you off.
Yes, Lord.
Never forget, it is the mean of the enemy to spoil your thinking and change your vision.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
The second tool is to believe in yourself.
Amen.
We find it in Psalm 37, verse 4. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desire of your heart.
Of your heart. Hallelujah.
This is not to be confused. This is not to be confused with worldly satisfaction.
Hallelujah.
Just the belief that you deserve to be happy in the Lord.
Amen.
The belief that you are worthy of success and that you deserve to accomplish great things if you put God first. Amen.
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 The third tool is build a strong support system.
Yes,
who do you associate with?
Yes.
Who do you associate with?
Yes.
We see that in Proverbs 13, verse 20.
Amen.
Walk with the wise and you become wise.
Amen.
Yes.
Associate with fools and get in trouble. Although everyone is not going to support you, make it priority to surround yourself with the right kind of people. The kind of people that believe in you and will be honest with you. They will constantly push you to target for your best. Do not confuse these people with yes, yes, yes men. In fact, beware of people that think every single thing you do is amazing.
Yes.
Don't be around judgmental people who always criticize and find fault in you.
Okay.
If you are an eagle, don't associate with chicken. Amen.
Amen. Be an eagle eyes.
The fourth tool is be prepared to work hard.
Yes.
And we find it in Proverbs 12, verse 24. Work hard and become a leader. Be lazy and become a slave.
Amen.
Nothing in this world comes easy.
Amen.
Don't expect to achieve anything meaningful if you are afraid of hard work. If you are afraid to take risks, so you have to be a risk taker before you accomplish big. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
That's the word, sister.
Thank you.
Tool number five is to be persistent. Persistent.
Amen.
1 Corinthians 15, verse 58 says, therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Saint of God, you will fail at certain things.
Yes.
Accept that.
Amen.
However,
knowing
how to pick yourself up.
Yes.
Figure out where you went wrong.
Yes.
Recover and try again is
Amen.
An amazing skill to possess.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Tool number six, take time to reflect.
Yes.
Take time to reflect. Take time out to think about and celebrate what you have achieved in your life.
Amen.
Amen.
And likewise, think about where you may have gone wrong or what you could have done better and make adjustments where necessary. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Number seven and last, celebrate with others. Romans 12, verse 15 says, rejoice with those who rejoice.
Yeah.
And
Amen.
Weep with those who weep.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Honestly, this one is not always easy. You can choose to be envious of other people's success.
Yes.
Or you can learn from their success.
Yes. Amen. 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 Amen.
You can let their journey inspire you to be more disciplined in your own.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank you.
Children of the Most High, at first, dreams seem incredible.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
But they are not impossible.
Amen.
Thank you,
Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Gladys.
What do you tell yourself every morning as you start the day?
Yes.
Abraham, our father, will say, the Lord will provide.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
David would say, the Lord is my shepherd.
Amen.
I shall not want. And this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it.
Amen.
Ezekiel would say, any dry bones in my life live again.
Hallelujah.
Isaiah would say, arise and shine, for your glory has come.
Amen.
And no weapon fashioned against me shall prosper.
Amen.
Jabez will say, oh, that you may bless me and extend my horizon.
Yes.
Amen.
Jacob will say, Jacob will say, I won't let you go. I won't let go of you unless you bless me.
Hallelujah.
Our brother Jeremiah would say,
I feel like the fire.
The Lord has planned to prosper me and not to harm me or fail me.
Hey God.
Amen.
Joshua would say, as for me and my house,
I will serve the Lord. Hallelujah.
Moses would say, Lord, if you don't go with us, or before us, we are going nowhere.
Amen.
Amen, saint of God.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
God.
Praise God.
Nehemiah would say, the joy of the Lord is my strength.
Strength, hallelujah.
Praise God.
Our brother Paul will say, the Lord will supply. Yes. I can do all things through Christ.
Praise Jesus.
Who strengthened me.
Hallelujah.
Peter will say, I will cast my cares upon the Lord who cares.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Samuel will say, speak, Lord, for thy servant is listening.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
Solomon will say, trust in the Lord, O my soul, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him. And shall direct your path. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen, saint of God.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Our friends Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego would say, we will not bow down to any image, but we will serve the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now is your turn, my dear brothers and sisters. Adopt your morning statement of faith and speak it. Speak it and meditate on it daily. And you will have a glorious life.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen, saint of God.
Amen.
Amen, of the Most High.
Amen. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Praise God.
Bless His holy name. Hallelujah.
Someone sent me a text sometime that say, God is like oxygen. You cannot see him, but you cannot live without him.
Hallelujah.
God is like Wi-Fi. God is like Wi-Fi. He is available everywhere. But you have to connect with a correct password, which is prayer. Amen.
Amen.
Saint of God.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Of the Most High.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name
Amen.
Of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let's
Hallelujah.
Go down.
Glory
Let's go
to God.
Let's go down in prayer.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Holy Father, in the name of Jesus, we praise you. We thank you. We honor you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, my God. Use your daughter this morning, Lord. Use her, Lord. Use her. In the name of Jesus. Use her, mighty God. Use her. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Use her, mighty God. Father God, we thank you this morning that you sent someone to show us, Lord. Lord. Hallelujah, mighty God. Lord, we thank you for the things in earth, mighty God. Father God, we thank you for her. Holy God, we thank you for our leader in the earth, mighty God. For Lord God, you stand in prayer line. Holy, mighty God, Lord, you are the Lord. Lord, both of them, Lord God, they are holy. Lord, you know to help us to understand your holy word. Lord, in the name of Jesus, cover them under the blood. Give them the strength that they need to go on. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, thank you for them, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. One word, mighty God, can calm us down. One word can help us to live the way we supposed to live. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord Jesus, when we're down and we come on this prayer line, Lord, you know the blessings flow on us and the victory lifts up our soul. Lord Jesus, we thank you this morning, Lord. Thank you for your woman servant. Thank you for using her this morning. Thank you to be with her. Thank you for showing her what to do and teach her what to say to us this morning. We praise the Lord. We honor you. We lift you up for her. We thank you for her this morning, God. Cover her, Lord. Cover her, Lord.
You ask, though, what is his name?
Jesus.
What is his name?
Jesus.
Say it one more time. What is his name?
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If you have been blessed though, this morning, can you please say amen?
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
I don't know what you are going to exit with for this morning. I don't know which verse of the scripture you are going to exit with for this morning on the line. I don't know which part or which sentence you are going to exit with for this morning. But I have my own. I can tell you right now, I'm going to exit this prayer line this morning with something that I heard. I like it. Our dear sister said, God is like oxygen. You don't see the oxygen at all, but you cannot live without the oxygen. Can somebody say amen?
Amen, amen.
And I heard again the sister saying, God is like Wi-Fi. Wi-Fi is all over the place. You can only connect to the Wi-Fi with a proper or a correct password, which is the prayer. Can somebody say amen, family of God?
Amen.
I don't know what you got from this morning. I don't know what you are going to exit with this morning. That's between you and your God, but I know that my God is on the throne reigning supreme. And he is accomplishing wonders. In 1 minute, can we open up our mouth again? Let us tell the Holy Spirit to empower us right now. In 1 minute, let us call upon the Holy Spirit of God to touch our life, to shake our life upside down, so that we can be doers of the work of God, doers of the word of God, and not only listeners, hearers of the word of God. Let us open up our mouth again. Let us invite the Holy Spirit, family of God. Call upon the Spirit of the living God right now to empower you personally. Call upon the Spirit of the Lord God right now to touch you in a personal way. Let us pray in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Holy
Spirit of God.
Hallelujah.
Father God, thank you. Thank you for touching me right now. Thank you for empowering me right now. Lord, I'm telling you that Father God.
Hallelujah, my God.
Thank you for your word.
I will lift your word this morning. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah